President Bush is expected to name a former State Department official as Iraq's civil administrator. The move could be a sign that Secretary of State Colin Powell's star is rising. The makeup of the post-war team in Iraq has been a sore issue between Powell and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
State Department officials were not yet ready to crow, but they were certainly pleased that one of their own, Paul Bremer, emerged as the likely pick to oversee post-war operations in Iraq. A former colleague and longtime friend, James Dobbins, who was involved in nation-building in Afghanistan, Kosovo, and Somalia, believes Bremer is a good choice.
He's highly respected both in the Foreign Service and I think in the business community where he's been for the last 15 years or so. He hasn't done this precise type of work before, but not many people have.
Bremer was the head of the State Department's counterterrorism office under President Reagan. He also served as former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger's executive assistant, and after leaving the State Department, joined Kissinger Associates. Bremer is currently the CEO of Marsh Crisis Consulting and is a member of President Bush's Homeland Security Advisory Council. His office would not comment on the new assignment, nor would the White House. Edward Peck, a former ambassador to Iraq, says President Bush will have to clarify Bremer's position soon so that the appointment doesn't simply add to the bureaucratic squabbling over who runs Iraq.
It looks less like an occupation if there's a civilian running it rather than a former military officer, I guess. But, you know, the key question is, will he be running it?
One State Department official said privately that he expects Bremer will be in charge of retired Lieutenant General Jay Garner's team in Iraq. At a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing this week, Secretary of State Colin Powell acknowledged he had differences with the Pentagon over the makeup of Garner's team, known as the Office for Reconstruction and Humanitarian Assistance, or ORHA.
As Secretary Rumsfeld and I and Dr. Rice and the other members of the administration worked on ORHA and what it should look like, it clearly should have a very, very heavy military DOD Pentagon tint to it. And it is well known that we had some discussions as to how strong a tint that should be. But we worked that all out. And so now I have solid representation within ORHA.
Powell called it a logical progression to get civilian agencies more involved once the security situation improved in Iraq. One reason that Bremer's appointment could be seen as a victory for Powell is that while Bremer has conservative credentials, he's not associated with the neoconservative wing of the administration. Again, former Ambassador Edward Peck.
There is a very clear image of the neocons pushing all this stuff forward with a reluctant military and a reluctant State Department and a deeply concerned U.S. citizenry, which is why I think that putting a civilian in Iraq, if you arm him with the proper authorities, Mr. President, is a very good idea.
Peck does raise concerns that Bremer is not an expert on the Middle East. James Dobbins, now at the RAND Corporation, believes that could be an asset.
By and large, the regional experts tend to think that these efforts to bring about, you know, fundamental democratic transformations are impossible. Now, they've been dealing with these societies all their lives. They're used to them the way they are, and they have a hard time imagining them being very different. It takes somebody with a certain degree of optimism, a can-do spirit, and dare I use the word ignorance, to be optimistic enough to think that the job can be done.
Dobbins describes the job as the most substantial nation-building effort since the occupations of Germany and Japan. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.